We are rapidly seeing the month of March fly by. Pretty soon, April coming up, Kim.
I cannot believe it. It's coming up next week.
Yeah. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News, with comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. And of course, they're out of Belle Fouche, South Dakota. They're your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the working cattlemen and women, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim, what are you going to do for us today?
Well, I'm going to share this. And if you can listen without laughing out loud, there's something wrong with you.
Okay.
It's dedicated to everyone who ever attempted to get into a regular workout routine. It's called A Woman's Week at the Gym. Dear Diary, for my birthday this year, my daughter, the dear sweetheart, purchased a week of personal training at the local health club for me. Although I'm still in great shape since being a high school football cheerleader 43 years ago, I decided it would be a good idea to go ahead and give it a try. I called the club and made my reservations with a personal trainer named Belinda, who identified herself as a 26-year-old aerobics instructor and model for athletic clothing and swimwear. My daughter seemed pleased with my enthusiasm to get started. The club encouraged me to keep a diary to chart my progress. So I do. Monday, started my day at 6 a.m. Tough to get out of bed, but found it was well worth it when I arrived at the health club to find Belinda waiting for me. She is something of a Greek goddess, with blonde hair, dancing eyes, and a dazzling white smile. Woohoo! Belinda gave me a tour and showed me the machines. I enjoyed watching the skillful way in which she conducted her aerobics class after my workout today. Very inspiring. Belinda was encouraging as I did my sit-ups, although my gut was already aching from holding it in the whole time she was around. This is going to be a fantastic week. Tuesday. I drank a whole pot of coffee, but I finally made it out the door. Belinda made me lie on my back and push a heavy iron bar into the air. Then she put weights on it.
Uh-oh.
My legs were a little wobbly on the treadmill, but I made the full mile. Belinda's rewarding smile made it all worthwhile. I feel great. It's a whole new life for me. Wednesday. The only way I can brush my teeth is by laying the toothbrush on the counter and moving my mouth back and forth over it. I believe I have a hernia in both pectorals. Driving was okay as long as I didn't try to steer or stop. I parked on top of a Geo in the club parking lot. Belinda was impatient with me, insisting that my screams bothered the other club members. Her voice was a little too perky for early in the morning, and when she scolds, she gets this nasally whine that is very annoying. My chest hurt when I got on the treadmill, so Belinda put me on the stair monster. Why would anyone invent a machine to simulate an activity rendered obsolete by elevators? Belinda told me it would help me get in shape and enjoy life. She said some other stuff, too. Belinda was waiting for me with her vampire-like teeth exposed as her thin, cruel lips were pulled back in a full snarl. I couldn't help being half an hour late. It took me that long to tie my shoes. Belinda took me to work out with dumbbells. When she was not looking, I ran and hid in the restroom. She sent another skinny woman to find me. Then, as punishment, she put me on the rowing machine, which I sank. Friday. I hate Belinda more than any human being ever hated any other human being in the history of the world. Stupid, skinny, anemic, anorexic little cheerleader. If there was a part of my body I could move without unbearable pain, I would beat her with it. Belinda asked me to work on my triceps. I don't have any triceps. And if you don't want dents on the floor, don't hand me those barbells or anything that weighs more than a sandwich. The treadmill flung me off and I landed on health and nutrition teacher. Why couldn't it have been someone softer, like the drama coach or the choir director? Now, on Saturday, Belinda left a message on my answering machine in her grady, shrilly voice, wondering why I did not show up today. Just hearing her made me want to smash the machine with my planner. However, I lacked the strength to even use the TV remote and ended up watching 11 straight hours of the Weather Channel. Last day, Sunday. I'm having the church van pick me up for services today so I can go and thank God that this week is over. I will also pray that next year my daughter, that little girl, will choose a gift for me that is fun, like a root canal or a hysterectomy. I still say if God had wanted me to bend over, he would have sprinkled the floor with diamonds. Not sure who brought it to us at the office, but thank you so much. A Woman's Week at the Gym.
And that's today's good stuff.